always have some question.
What question?
All right.
We may go up. Why upar mein chale? You can ask.
I have been studying the meanings to the Gayatri mantras that you gave. So I have a few questions on them. In the first one, you've explained Om, Bhu, Bhava, Sva means the rasic meaning that I take shelter of the Gopi Bhav by taking shelter of Srimati Radhika. This Gopi Bhav is spread throughout all the 14 worlds or three planetary systems. So my question is, this makes Gopi Bhav sound very popular, like the sun, it is everywhere. But I thought it was a very private...
I have not told like so.
No?
I have it
written down, what...
What I have told.
Yes.
I have told to you?
Not to me, to Sivaram Swami gave me this. He said you told him.
So what is written? I have not told so.
I take shelter of that mood and bhava of the gopi, the foremost of whom is Srimati Radhika. That gopi bhava illuminates the three worlds like the sun and is achieved by worship of the energy of Lord Krishna.
I told sun illuminates these 14 loka. How he illuminates 14 loka? Mani bhur bhuva swa mahajana tapa sakta and down sal salatal atal rasatal all these. Sun and the left all these. From west sun gate
power
to illuminate.
Is that you've
explained? Sun gets that shakti from Radhika. Radhika has three kinds of illumination. One in Ji Jagat, and one in this Jagat. Understand?
Yes.
You see, there Shuddha Chit illuminates in Jiv Shakti or Jiv Jagat Ansik. Ansik means partly. No? And in this 14 lokas, Chaya.
Shadow
prakar, abhas. In morning, before sunrise is abhas. Like that. So, this shakti, who is this shakti? Savitur Varenyam. Sun.
Savitur.
Savitu means sons. Varanyam means Aradhya. Srimati Radhika is Varanya of sun. And from Radhika Shakti Bhargo Devasya. Devasya means Krishnasya Bhargaha. Krishnasya Tejaha.
Energy of Krishna
is a Radhika. This energy or Shakti is Varanya of Sun. Sun Varanya, get everything this illumination, stage, shakti from Devasya Bhargava, mane Krishnasya Priya Radhika.
Right.
Na? Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi. And
worshipping,
meditating that Bhargava, mane stage, shakti. Shakti mane Radhika. That is, I surrender myself to Srimati Radhika. For why we surrender? To have Shakti from Radhika. That we can worship Radha Krishna Jugal or in Gopi Bhav, we can serve Radha and Radhika only can give that Shakti. Shakti, you know?
Yes.
Energy.
Yes.
Devasya Dhimahi. Dhiyo yo naha prachodayat. So I pray Srimati Radhika, I meditate Radhika, that she should dhiyo, dhiyo mane dhi. Dhi means wisdom buddhi. In our buddhi, in our atma buddhi, atma wisdom, Srimati Radhika, pracha udayat, prakrishna rupena udayat, eliminate herself with Krishna. We pray or meditate Radhika. That in our buddhi, in atma buddhi, she should manifest herself with Krishna. That is it. We are not like that. It is very hard to take this Shuddha view, pure view. He has done some mistake. In my telling, is there any doubt or any question?
You say we worship Radhika in that prayer, but that cannot be done directly. We're not praying directly to Radhika.
Krishna Bharata. Yes, Krishna Radhika Dham Namah. There are some mantras.
No, that's clear.
Not clear?
It is clear.
Mm-hmm. Not for Gopi Bhav here,
no.
But it may be under. Mm-hmm. It cannot be preached in this 14 words. Mm-hmm.
No, I couldn't. I could not understand
that. These are very special things.
Oh, no.
This is for very qualified person. In that, in this meaning, everything comes. For those who are qualified, she can be manifested in that way. And those who are not qualified, in bhakti, she can give. Or so many ways she can manifest. But this Brahma Gayatri, afterward, it turns into Kama Gayatri if the devotee is qualified.
Like the unripe mango becomes ripe.
Right. When we do Raganuga Bhakti, then it comes ripe. But this meaning is wrong. He could not understand. How it can be available for all.
I have a question about the Guru Gayatri. In Guru Devaya Vidhani. So My question is whether as we pray this, we are praying to know the form of Gurudev that is Krishnanandaya, or do we say that I already know? I am praying to this form that I Vidmahe means I know my Guru in this form of Krishnanandaya.
Mantra is that.
Yes.
That is for his mercy, we are telling like so. We have heard. We have heard. Anyhow, we have come to know that you are Krishna Priya. Krishna Anandaya Bhima. Bhimai means we want to Bhimahi. So, last thing, Prachodayat, Prakrit Rupena Udayat. He should come and manifest in my heart like this. What he is, we want to dhimahi. We want to meditate this meaning. You should manifest what you are, Krishna Namdaya Bhima, in what way? You should come in our heart.
And then can we think so that I may serve you in that form?
But
now, I personally, if I think of our Prabhupada, and if I pray like that, when I say Krishna Nandaya, I think how pleasing he was in Chaitanya Leela to preach. But then I think, no, you should not think that. You should think Gopi Manjari. Then I don't know which to think.
So many ways we can think. Not in a certain way. As qualification. There are so many stuff in it.
So it could be both meanings.
Both 100 meanings. Chintamani.
Krishnanandaya in many ways.
Krishnanandaya. It may be that Dasharas, Saptharas, Santharas, or Vidhausharas, what he is doing to please Krishna, what he does of pleasing Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also. In this outer shape which we see, to please Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu is Krishna also. It will also come. And we are in this Jugal Seva, maybe like so. Very harsh and spreading will.
Thank you. I don't have questions about the others. I have one question about the sannyas mantra, but maybe I should not ask that.
You can ask in a time, suitable time.
May I ask something else? When you returned from Jagannath Puri, you spoke a little to Danadhar Maharaj and I about your feelings about Jagannath Puri, and I asked you some questions. You said in Puri it is all Aishwarya and there is no trace of Radhika there. And I asked, and you said that Puri is not as important as Navadvip in the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Navadvip is mentioned as part of the spiritual sky, but not Puri. But that, I did not understand, because when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Puri, at that time, it was still Aishwarya.
I said it from upper world, that when we go to Jagannath, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw Jagannath in the shape of Nandanandan.
Yes.
He could not see there Subhadra and Baldev also, because this Nandanandan Subhadra cannot be there. Krishna.
Yes.
If Krishna is there, Radhika will be there. So Baldev will also not be there. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sahim, Vrajendanandan. But when we go, we have no so mood like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we cannot see there Vrajendanandan Shyamasundara. We see Sri Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra, so many pandas, and so much aishwarya, taking so much Mahaprasadam, 56 times, so much, doing so arti, and all are going there. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this case also, he has so much prem, pragad prem, that he saw Krishna, Jagannath as Nandanandan, Yashodanandan, Radha Kam. And he is telling that he was in the mood of Radhika. So he saw that I am seeing this Vrajendanandan Shyamasundara. And I am feeling so much separation that my every heart and everything is burning. Now I am seeing, after very long separation, I am seeing that Vrajendanandan Shyamasundara. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sees this, how comes as a mood of Radhika he was. But you have no mood of Radhika or Gopi or anything. You have only some Shraddha. So we see Jagannath Baladev Subhadra there. Very heap of men there. Left and left. Telling Jagannath Dev Ki Jai Ho. They are telling Jagannath, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells him Vrajendanandan Shyamasundara. And so many bhog prasad there. We cannot see them, Krishna, there as Vrajendanandan Shyamasundara. Because they have no such frame like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. No such mood. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as Radhika Bhav. So we see that nearer you see and very big temple, and this is Jagannathpuri, not Vrindavan. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying that Krishna is in Vrindavan. No? So how Srimati Radhika used to see? He used to see that. But we see that Jagannathpuri, Vimla Devi. Everyone there, so much as was the great temple, and Krishna, Baldev Krishna, or all are situated in Dwarkapuri, like Dwarkapuri, Puri, Jagannath Puri. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to see that this is Vrindavan, nearer Govardhan Hill, like North Chatur, nearer Jamuna is going. Because he was Radhika's bhav. We see that Jagannath, so much crowd, so much all these things. Only we can somewhat real think in Gambhira that Mahaprabhu is feeling so much separation with the bhaktis of Srimad Bhagavat, Ananda Giti, Vidyapati, Chandudas, Padavali, and killing separation life. We see, we cannot imagine that this sea is as Jamuna. We see Chatak Parvat, not like Govardhan. We see Jagannath Vatika, but we cannot see it in Vrindavan.
But in Vrindavan, even though we're not qualified, it's easier to see.
And in Vrindavan, we are not qualified, yet we are seeing that his Govardhan, Krishna has put up on his finger, this is glowing. Jamuna River, and this is Sevapunja, this is Madhuban, this is Rasasthali, this is Radhakunda. That is what I was saying. We have not thought that. Anyone cannot see, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Anyone cannot see. Only the persons who are as gopi, they can. That is why Rupa Goswami came to Vrindavan. Natan Goswami came to Vrindavan. All Goswami came to Vrindavan. As soon as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there, Sarup Damodar, Raramananda, Raghunath Das, all there. But when he disappeared, all came to Vrindavan. Or left there, they became out of sight. Anything?
I was reading one more, and then they may have questions. I was reading in Braja Vritti Chintamani that in some places the ground of Braja is made of sapphires. In some places the ground of Braja is made of sapphire, ruby, emerald, gem. And
Hira Javaharat.
The description sounds like a place of Aishwarya everywhere.
In Golok. And it is for the devotees, those who are not well acquainted with Vrindavan.
But I thought Vishnu Chakravarti was writing for the Rasika devotees.
But yes, Vrindavan Bhumi is more than that Chintamani, partial of Gerald. Only as per the bhakta can see like Chintamani Javelin there. But a rasik bhakta only like this Vrindavan.
So it can be taken either way, but either by the Aishwarya devotee or Rasika?
A rasik will take, they choose better flowers. Belly, chameli, jui, more than jewelries and all these things.
Yeah. It don't sound very attractive.
They don't. So these are not attractive. The phrase there, more than kalpataru.
More than.
Only they take flowers. Not anything, all jewelry, and they can give you everything, but yes, they can. In earth, anything can be produced, flowers and everything. But in mountains, purely pathar, stone, or gold, anything cannot come. And in heat it will be so hot that we cannot move there. Everything like Marubhumi. What is the use of our life? In in golden things, no kunja, nothing.
Hard.
That would be very softness there. Very fragrant there. Gold and all these things have no quality, all these things. But so beautiful, more than that, so he has given the description of that life. More beautiful than all these. And they are more precious than these. The Hira Javarat cannot give you anything, but there they can give everything to you, Krishna prema and all this. That is why he has excellent life. More beautiful, more valuable, more.
Sannyas Mata, maybe now is good. If one, you explain the meaning, one part of it. I offer myself as a seed into the fire. I offer myself as a seed, a bead, seed into the fire of Gopi Baba. So,
like fire.
Like a seed into the fire.
Swaha.
Swaha.
Swaha means swaha. Swaha means himself. My Atma, himself.
Yes.
I am dedicating myself as a Gopi Bhava to Krishna. I took shelter. Take shelter of Gopi Bhava.
So my question is that ki bolchen?
Ki bolte jacchi?
Ki bolchen na ki?
I understand the meaning, but so three times a day I say this, but how can I think in my neophyte stage that I am dedicating myself to Gopi Bhava?
Because if a girl tells to a young boy that you are my husband, I am your wife, in marriage, in Indian culture.
Yeah.
She only tells only one time in whole life. Hmm? Brahmin tells them, so she tells this. She tells and becomes wife for a long whole time.
Yes.
Hmm? So by telling so, my or mood will not be so, and Krishna himself gives this mood by this mantra.
It will develop.
This is mantra. Mantra means Bhagavat Karu. So Gopi Bhava is a Siddha Swaru.
Yes.
Like Gopal mantra. Gopal mantra is himself Krishna. Krishnaya, Govindaya, Gopi Jana Vallabh. He is also Kamadeva, Anandadeva. He is also. If by chanting this mantra, he gives darshan and comes in our heart, and after a long time, as Brahma and all others who have had this power and became gopi, like 60,000 rishis of Dandakaranam, Suti mantra and all, they became gopi. Why they will not be gopi? This is sadhana and mood of heart. It will come from up in descending way. This mantra is Siddha mantra, so it will come.
So
we are not male, we are not female, we are that of dasi of Krishna. It is not for this physical body that it will be gopi, but telling and telling so, because it is Sabda Brahma, our actual Atma will be in the shape of that. And hearing, chanting and remembering, it will show you.
This can be said more than three times, it can be said again and again?
Again? You can. But it is the mood. You should always remember that I am gopi. he is a lady, in one time saying he becomes like so, and why we always 3 times a day, why it will not come? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was always in the mood of gopi. So, naturally in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 or 100 but this will come. If riches have got, five has not. It is her Atma Swaroop.
Yes.
Chit Swaroop. It is not for God body.
No.
But when we will be Tadatma, then like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was in the form of male, but yet he was Srimati Radhika. He thought himself and did action like Srimati Radhika. So if anyone can be so Tadatma Bhava, you know Tadatma Bhava?
Yes, like the iron and the fire becoming the same.
Then it will also act like so, but after some time, after birth and after birth, and in the womb of gopi, they had gopi bhav, gopi body also. If a what? Coca? Insect. Insect becomes a shape of another insect.
I think I know the story. The,
you know?
Yeah, the insect is thinking of the bee who is coming to get him, and by thinking and thinking, he becomes, you know.
Any man by Vaikunth Upasana as Ajami and the 400 like Vishnu, Narayan, then why not Gopi?
I heard what you. I heard what you said yesterday to Tamal Krishna Maharaj and the others. I heard the tape about Anantadas Pandit's books. And that was very important for me to hear, because I've been reading very much those books every day, for an hour, reading all of Raghunath Das Goswami, the Bhavali with the commentary. And so I took it from what you said as a warning not to always read exclusively those books.
Don't read always Govinda Lilamrita. Otherwise, worldly things will come.
Yeah.
So by chanting Hari name and remembering the mercy of Krishna and Gurudev, we should develop gradually.
I only read because I thought you said it was all right.
All right, Mane, you should see, you should pray to Krishna someday. Because you want anything, you can come.
Yeah.
Very easily and very carefully wish to go. We are not Sahajiya.
No.
Sahajiya can do like so and they go to hell. This is if you always can remember that Radha and Krishna naked and meeting and doing so and so.
Yeah.
Only we should pray that when
I will have fun, I will be fashion, so much happiness that I will serve Radhika. O Radhika, I am your Dasi, Dasi and Dasi. Like so.
Yeah.
Not all this.
Yeah.
After some time, when our male and female all most will go away, then like Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami is speaking. He should go very carefully. So that such samasya has come. And he will not be carried away.
So I ask you to always to give me instruction like that, because most of the time I'm not here and I don't know what I'm doing. I read the wrong thing. But now, in what you said yesterday, that was very helpful. And not only for me, but that they also, they're all reading too much, I think, and Ananta Das Swami.
This is very Srimad Bhagavatam. So it's communicated to me. First, Prabhupada has given. They will develop to this.
Now every night I'm singing the song that you sang, Radha Kripa Kataksha Stotram.
You can do.
And I have one question about a word. In the second sloka, Varabhaya Svaratkare. So it's translated as, O Radhika, whose hand is in the Abhaya pose. So I thought that that pose was for Lakshmi Devi, and that Radharani was like holding a pickle leaf.
What you want, I will give you. Don't be fear. Don't have fear. I want only Gopi Bhava. Oh, yes. But several persons who want Mukti, as a Durga or Shankar or me, they can give Mukti then. He don't want me. Radha does not give me. Lakshmi, he can give Lakshmi. We don't want to. Only once that we fear that it is so hard to get Gopi Bhava. So please give me, give us that Gopi Bhava. Yes, yes, don't fear,
you
I will give.
Very good. And I have now, I have only one more. The question about Kamadev. The English word that Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati uses is Cupid.
Huh? Cupid?
No, Cupid, meaning Kamadev, the god who incites lust. So anyway, Kamadev, or in English they sometimes say Cupid. But in many poems, Vaishnava poets writing about Radha Krishna Leela, they talk about how Radha and Krishna are affected by Kamadev. For example, in Rajavilas Stava, there is one, fourth verse. So he says, the disembodied demigod Cupid, meaning Kamadev, who attained a body by continually tasting the nectar of the sight of the divine couple, eternally illuminates the land of Raja for the jubilant festival. So, and then I read sometimes Krishna says to the gopis that, don't pick the flowers, I am sent by the king Kamadev to stop you. And the gopis say, there is no king Kamadev here. And so then I think this Kamadev is just imagination in Braja Leela. There is no Kamadev.
Krishna himself Kamadev.
He is the Kamadev.
He is pretending from outside that I have been sent by Kamdev. Kamdev means he had the mood of calm or frame. Because Kling Kamdevaya Vidmahe, I know Kamdev. Who is he? Pushpabanaya Vidmahe. He is also Pushpabana. He sees Pushpabana also. And he is Ananga also. So he is Krishna. Pradyumna is his son, his second Kamdev,
and the worldly Kamdev is her. He can be told like that word, but Krishna not by that. Krishna himself, you should always Krishna as Kam.
So, does the Kamadev demigod have any entrance in Rajavu?
No, no, no. Only Krishna.
Only Krishna.
No, Kamadev, nothing. No one can enter into Mara.
So we'll come Sunday for the function.